Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about sanctuary cities, a topic that is obviously a sore spot for a lot of folks and deals with a lot of hairy issues that involve funding, involve police work, and actual social issues. So talk to us about where you stand on this. I understand you wrote an op-ed about this topic recently. Talk to us about this.
Chuck, this issue of sanctuary cities is significantly bigger than the entire concept of immigration. A lot of people are tying the two together and saying that this is only about illegal immigration. It's only about an attempt to target one group against another one. It's not that at all. First of all, I am absolutely opposed to the concept of any sanctuary city. A sanctuary city is any city that limits its cooperation with the national government efforts to enforce immigration law. And what's dangerous about that is right now there's about 300 jurisdictions in the United States where there's some sort of a de facto, meaning in practice, or de jure, meaning in law, sanctuary status exists. And that's problematic. What it basically means is that the federal government has passed a law and the states or the city have decided that they're going to ignore it. Now, on the surface of it, if you're, say, pro-sanctuary city status, you might sit back and say, well, that's a great thing. My side is winning. The danger with it is that once you start doing it, then pendulums start swinging. So if at one point in time conservatives get in office and they decide that they're going to ignore anything relative to certain laws that we don't like, and it undermines the entire framework of the way our government was established. The United States Constitution spells out the framework of our governmental structure. The very first three articles of the U.S. Constitution relate to the legislative branch of government, the first article, the executive branch of government, the second article, and the judiciary, the third. And all the states, Pennsylvania the same way, have been structured identically. We have these three to provide a check and balance against each other. And at the same time, we have a First Amendment to the Constitution, which it says, Congress, and I quote, Congress shall make no law representing and respecting the establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, end quote. What's significant here is even the people outside the system of the government have the ability to seek redress through the legislative, judicial, in the executive branches, and it's designed that way. Sometimes it's frustrating. As a brand new legislator, I can sit back in time and say, boy, this is just an easy law to pass. Why can't we all just pass it and move on with getting things done? But there is value, as frustrating as it can be, that you don't want the government moving so fast that stupid laws start getting passed and you have to start undoing it. So whenever a law gets established and it's been properly vetted, as the U.S. immigration law has been, which required the cooperation the states with the federal government on the illegal immigration, until that gets changed legislatively, it's a major problem. And it's something that we have to deal with. And we have to recognize in our governmental structure, we're structured that way for a reason. It's to provide a check and balance so that we don't have one person becoming a de facto dictator in the United States.
How do you reconcile this? Some of this is what people want. Some of this is the bureaucracy as it is, or the legislature as it is, trying to hold their ground. Talk to us about this, the way this all fits together.
You know, it's very easy. In my business world, I'm a small business owner. I would like to make a change occasionally. And when I would just sit down. My staff would brief me. I'd make the decision, and it's done. I own it. I'm responsible for the company. If I make a mistake, then I pay for the mistake. And it's part of that check and balance within my own organization. Unfortunately, in my own corporation, if I make a mistake, my employees may get hurt by it as well. But this is not about bureaucracy winning. This is about the ability of people to interact with one another with some degree of certainty. If we don't know what the laws of the land are, absolute chaos ensues, and it destroys the very fabric of this nation and our Constitution. What really sets ourselves apart in the United States and what makes us a more attractive place to operate as a business and a thriving economy is the rule of law. Allowing a society to have a functioning rule of law and a means of redress by everyone, as guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution, it provides that framework that provides that degree of certainty and structure. The minute you start picking and choosing which laws are going to be enforced and which ones are not, then you create that uncertainty in the mindset of individuals who are trying to operate within that framework, and it destroys their ability and their willingness to make investments in new, creating new jobs, new businesses. The minute you take that, the minute we deviate from a founding principle that we have inadvertently increased the uncertainty of locating the United States and undermined it as a result of that, one of the greatest economic engines in the history of the world, that single structural failure, allowing sanctuary cities, will hurt significantly more people than those impacted by any of the other disputes that we might think. We have a process for fixing laws that need to be fixed. We did it with the Civil Rights Act, and we need to do it in every other way, including the sanctuary city. And if we don't, chaos ensues.
Representative Ryan, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.